Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You hear me say it all the time. You know why I say it all the time? Because you're not doing it. No, I do. I get emails from some of you. And it's kind of funny. And I only say that because, you know, when you look at what you write to me, and I'm making fun of what you're writing, so don't take it the wrong way. I mean, sincerely. But when you write to me, don't use party line stuff unless you're making fun of it. If you're making fun of it, whole different animal. All right? But you come up with look at the party may have some pretty good principles. They have some pretty crappy ones, but they have some pretty good ones. Don't spew the party line. Learn what those principles are. Decide that you either agree or disagree with them. And make sure you have a clue. Some of you say, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to switch anybody anyhow. We've had so many people on this show, Xander Gibb being one of them, that was turned by the actions of a Gina Louden and a Joe Messina and many others around him, that showed him that we're not crazy people. We're not just spewing the line. We do believe this stuff, and we step out on it. It's a whole different animal. Right? So again, it's going to be what you do, what you stand for, and how you put it out there. There really is no way around it. They're going to look at how you're living your life. You Christians, same thing for you. They're going to look at how you're living your life. Do you really believe what you say you believe? And we'll know you believe it because you'll be living it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. When the media says that the hydrochloroquine, taken with, listen, don't you dare make fun of me. I can't pronounce half these words. Azithromycin, zinc, and vitamin C is worthless. You know what you know? You know it's going to work. How's that? You know, President Trump keeps calling them fake news. It's so true. People have taken this stuff. Now, what you hear is, oh, Joe, but some people have had terrible side effects. Right. You ever talk to anybody who's had chemo? I'm not making fun. I'm not making light of. There's some terrible side effects going on there, aren't there? You ever watch TV with the pharmaceutical commercials? Yeah, let's be blunt about it. If you got sudden diarrhea and you can take a drug that just might give you a heart attack, I'll tell you what. I'll start wearing brown pants. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking the drug. This is craziness. And why they have to lie about everything is just amazing to me. Well, no, I shouldn't say this. It isn't amazing, because they are liars. I'm sorry, I just lied to you. It is not amazing to me. They hate Trump so much. Okay? Just hate him so much that they're willing to allow people to die, to get sick, not to get any better, just so they can prove a point. how bad the orange man is. So, let me see. Verified, for real, for true, Wuhan virus statistical comparisons, right, of Democrat versus Republican-controlled states. The Democrats, right, they own New Jersey, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, right, California, Michigan, Illinois, Louisiana, Connecticut, Maryland. Just taking those, okay? The population of all those states, 104 million people, 571,000 cases, 34,000 deaths. That's as of the 20th of April. Okay? Democrat-run states. When it comes to Republican-run states, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Arizona, Tennessee, Indiana, Montana, South Carolina, right, Alabama, Oklahoma, 103 million, 1 million. 1 million less people, right? So we'll cut them a little slack on the numbers, don't you think? Right, 103 million people. How many cases? Just at 100,000. So 571,000 cases, or almost 600,000 cases, to 100 million. I'm sorry, to 100,000. In the Republican states, with all those states, same amount of states, right, 2,600 deaths. I'm trying to understand. We should trust them, why? No joke, I'm serious. I'm not joking around. This is the same thing with crime rates. This is the same thing with poverty. When you look at this stuff, you find out exactly what's going on and why they don't fess up. Why? People in those states, this is why I have very, if you're in one of those states and you're listening and you're going to call and complain, don't. All right, seriously. You voted in de Blasio. You voted in Cuomo. Why is this our problem? Seriously. It shouldn't be. You deal with it. So you have Democrats, 10 states, 104 million people. They have almost 600,000 cases, 35,000 deaths. For Republicans, 10 states, 103 million people, 97,000 cases, and 2,600 deaths. I'm sorry. Somebody's running the ship the right way, and somebody's not. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. All this COVID money, what could go wrong? We're going to find out in a minute. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you don't want an email that the show is going to start, there's all kinds of ways to get information on the show. You can always get a text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Okay, so all this money, I mean, you know, the government's no, they always throw a lot of money around, okay? And you see how well that works for the VA and for the welfare system and all that other fun stuff, right? Now they're really excited because they're going to start throwing around billions and billions and maybe even trillions of dollars at some point in time. How are we going to oversee this? How is this going to work out? How am I going to make, I mean, really, the first clue is how much did Harvard get? That should be a clue and a half. Anyway, I don't have a clue. I keep telling you guys, I have to bring in people who are the experts. I am not the expert. So Ross Marchand is with me. He's the Director of Policy for Taxpayer Protection Alliance. And, you know, Ross, first of all, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. Great to be on your show.
And then number two is, how are they going to watch over this money? They can't watch over a few hundred million dollars, let alone billions and trillions.
Well, yeah, I spend a lot of time on Twitter, which is probably not the best use of my time. I don't know. What do you think? Is that the best use of my time? Probably not. And I've seen a lot of great memes. And what it has come to be referred to is helicopter money. I mean, what a great description, right? It's just the government on helicopters throwing down gobs and gobs and gobs of cash. And where's the accountability, right? Where's the transparency? It's insane.
No, I don't know. Again, to your point, I don't know how they're going to track this. When the first round of dollars gets eaten up so fast, and you're talking about what was it? Thank God Stanford turned away money. Harvard took what, 30? I don't remember how much they took because I went down the whole list a little while ago. But with all the billions that they got, they've got almost a $40 billion endowment. They don't need 10 bucks from us. So it's just amazing to me. And frankly, they say it's going to go to the small business. I don't know how deep you've gotten into this, but they say it's going to go to the small businesses who really do run this country. Well, look, there's a lot of small businesses that have 1099 employees. I mean, okay, no, it's not the right way, but they are paying some people under the table trying to keep that business going.
Right.
There's mom and pops that haven't taken nickel one. I mean, my wife and I, in our other business, we had payroll checks sitting in the drawer for months we couldn't cash. How is it going to help these people? They don't know how to track this stuff.
First of all, you want me to blow your mind? This law got signed by President Trump on March 27th, okay? Now, April 16th is when the program ran out of money for small businesses. And we say it's for small businesses, but is it for small businesses? No, not entirely at least. A lot of, for example, hotel chains and restaurant chains were getting access to this money. More than 70 publicly traded firms got access to the money before the funds dried up on the 16th. Again, yeah. Insanity.
It is. You know, you're exactly right. But look at what can, in your estimation, from what you've seen, I'm sure you've read the bill, what can they do to watch over this? I mean, this really is a big undertaking. You're talking about, it's not just the money. It's the amount of companies, people, small businesses that this money is going to, right?
Right. We need, very simple, we need an inspector general. Now, unfortunately, President Trump sidelined the inspector general some weeks ago that was supposed to take charge of this huge piece of legislation. But we don't need just one inspector general. We need an army of inspector generals to make sure this is these funds are being well spent. The taxpayer dollars are being looked after. Very important.
I don't know. I don't know how you said that with a straight face. That taxpayer dollars are going to be well spent.
A lot of practice. It took a lot of practice and a lot of discipline, which we need. We need discipline. Yeah. I'm trying to exemplify it.
but really, seriously, noting what's gone down, nobody's, even my conservative friends aren't getting crazy about the fact that the government is going to help out some of these small businesses and some of these companies move forward. We really do need to do that. But again, I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. We can't just have a wipe the slate clean kind of thing. We really do need to do, to your point, an ongoing check with these people that are getting the money, make sure these businesses stay open. Make sure people are really, really out there still working and what have you. And how long can we do this, though, right?
It can't go on for too much longer, right? And this is why at TPA and like-minded organizations, this is why we emphasize it needs to be a temporary hand up and not an open-ended hand out. That's very important. And as long as it's temporary and we keep our eyes on the prize and make sure that these funds are not being misused and wasted, that is going to minimize the damage.
But even the TPA, I mean, what are you guys doing? Who are you kind of lighting up? Because this isn't the last pass today. They're talking about even more of this money. And frankly, where are they going to get this money? Because I think, weren't we dipping in the pocket of China who caused all this stuff? Where are they going to get the money to help?
I mean, we're dipping in the pockets of households across the country, taxpayers across the country, and the businesses that we're helping out now. So just it shows the need to be as careful as possible. Are we going to be as careful as possible? Probably not. It shows the need. It's not going to be for lack of trying. We're going to make sure that if they're misusing the money, they will be hearing from us.
Yeah, it's really funny how quickly the American populace has not screamed or given up on this. When you look at how much money is going to some of the bigger corporations, I don't care whether they're airlines or Boeing or what have you, you know, there's got to be some solid stipulations in how we get the money back and make sure that there's no way to wipe it clean at some point in time. Do you know what I'm saying? Because again, if you, I don't know if you remember these days, you look a lot younger than I am, but when Lee Iacocca stepped
up. I'm just high in the wrinkles. Yeah. I promise, I'm high in the wrinkles.
There you go. Yeah, it's the lighting, right? It's the lighting. So you remember when Lee Iacocca from Chrysler asked for a loan. He wanted a loan from the government to get out of the mess that they were in. And not that it was perfect, but he did pay back the loan. We didn't see that happen during the Obama days where everybody got a wave of the wand. All those green companies that went down and went under, we can't afford to do that again, can we?
Absolutely not. And this is why I'm so conflicted, because we don't want to set a dangerous precedent here where anytime something goes wrong, then Uncle Sam comes with taxpayer dollars to bail people out. This needs to be a one-time thing. Now, again, saying this with a straight face, but this is really a one-time, once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, once-in-a-hundred-year pandemic. So this needs to be a once-in-a-lifetime response that is still responsible.
Yeah, and we do have to watch it over to your point. I want you to, we're going to go to break here in about 10 seconds, but I want you to, when we come back, I want you to tell more people more about TPA, what they do, how they could possibly help out, and really, who they need to write to, how do they need to make sure that our lawmen, I think we should vote out the ones that aren't doing their job, vote in people that will do the job, but we've not been able to make people do that or help people do that. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Williams is with me, president of TPA. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas. at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops, as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, no.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We're back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. That is a scene from my kitchen, probably on Sunday mornings when I was a kid growing up. Yeah, that's right. My cousins were out of control. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, read the stories, a whole bunch of stuff going on there. Give me your email address because it's not that hard. Right? I mean, every week I send out an email. I don't send them out every day. I hate that when people do it to me, so I'm not going to do it to you. So send you out an email, let you know what's going on, what shows are coming up, and the things we're going to be talking about. So, I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I've got David Williams. He's the president of TPA on with me. We're discussing, oh, my God, how are we going to watch over the money? What kind of safeguards are we going to put in place? And the government had never been really good about safeguards. You don't believe me?
No.
Just go look at how the VA is run and how the welfare program is run. Right, David?
Good. You go right for the best case studies, right?
Perfect. I mean, if you want socialized medicine, if you want single-payer medicine, let's check out the VA and see how that's working out. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. The guys that should be taken care of.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I know.
I mean, Indian Health Service? Come on. That makes the VA look good, by the way.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's talk about what's next. What's coming? Because you know it doesn't stop here. The Democrats have never seen enough money, and there sure ain't enough money going out now.
We have numbered phases going on. Right, so we said phase one of relief, phase two of relief, and this small business funding that just got passed today by the House, that's called 3.5. So no one even knows what's going on right now. When you have to use decimals,
I was going to say that. Right? 0.5, really?
When you have to use decimals, never a good thing, never a good sign. This is relief bill 3.5, and now, even more exciting than 3.5, we're on to relief bill number 4. But what is going to be inside relief bill number 4? Nobody knows yet. It's probably going to be a vehicle for big government spending, though.
But you know what? I had heard in some of the conversation today, when you were talking about pulling at your heartstrings, it's going to be for the first responders. It's going to be for the hospitals. It's going to be for the police officers and firemen. How can you say no to them, David?
Right, so you're going to have a little bit of money for them, and then probably a lot of money for just complete and utter waste.
Yep.
That makes a fiscal conservative want to hide under a rock or go somewhere else. Yep. Well, I guess there are a lot of rocks to hide under now because of the whole quarantine thing. But still, come on!
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And you look at some of the other things that are going on. They're talking about, well, they sent Cuomo into orbit, which is probably where he belongs. But they sent Cuomo into orbit because they were talking about the states having to claim bankruptcy. It might be the first time in decades, but here's the deal. You know, when you think about, I live in California. They were already in debt. Now, they say they had a surplus, which is a lie, but they were already in debt. California governor wants $1 trillion, or pretty darn close, to bail them out. That would take care of all the deficit dollars for like the last 8 months. I don't think any of these states should be reimbursed for their own mistakes. What about you?
This bankruptcy talk happens whenever, and it doesn't take a pandemic to happen, by the way. It happens whenever there's some sort of state irresponsibility, and then something drives it over the edge. Now, it's undeniable that states and localities are going through a really, really tough time right now, but there's a lot of pre-existing problems and pre-existing mismanagement from states like California, right? Like the Golden State. And it's important to give states temporary relief without giving them a blank check for their previous problems, yeah, for their mismanagement. And that's where we have to draw the line.
Well, you know, again, you look at California. I love taking California as an example because I say, if you want to see how the rest of the country would run under Democrat rule, then look at California. The highest taxes in the country. We passed AB 5, which Pelosi was going to take up before all this hit, which puts independent contractors out of work, really. So, you know, in the media, we depend on people, or guys like me depend on people, to write pieces from time to time for us. And they get reimbursed for that. We can only do 5 gigs. After 5 gigs, they have to become a hired employee. They can no longer do piecework or contract work, if you would. They went after the Lyft and Uber drivers, and they ended up getting everybody in Hollywood. A lot of workers there are contract workers. So why should I have to pay for their shortcomings? Right? I mean, the pensions.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Pensions are completely abysmally mismanaged, and every little bit of ridiculous regulation, right, it all adds up. And what it does, it totally destroys the productive base of the economy. And that's when you have problems, and that's when you have California with a little tin cup going to Washington, D.C., where I'm from, where I'm around, and saying, hey, we need money. You got to be careful. You got to be careful, but no one is careful.
No, and when you see the breakouts again in some of the diseases that are out about, you know, Los Angeles with the homeless that were around City Hall, it wasn't like they were just in the streets. They were actually on the lawn of City Hall, and nobody would remove them. And they've seen diseases come back that were eradicated decades ago, and yet it's the fault of the conservatives somehow. Here in California, they keep pushing that narrative. Hey, tell us what TPA is all about and how people can help, what your website is, and that kind of thing.
Sure. Well, as an organization, we're devoted to a very simple question. What is your government doing? Federal level, state level, local level, even international level. And we write op-eds, do radio, Skype, whatever, you name it, especially now, right? We're in overdrive. And if you want to see what we're up to, please visit our website, protectingtaxpayers.org.
Hey, that's great. Protecting taxpayers. Who wants to do that? Do we even hear that anymore? Have you?
Does anyone want to protect taxpayers?
No,
God. I hope so. Maybe you some know, people.
When people say it's government money, I always love that. Especially when young people say it's government money. Go, wait a minute. Where do you think the government gets its money? What product does it actually manufacture that it makes a profit on where you can say it's their money? Nothing. Oh, that's white supremacy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But nothing. Buck is zero. You know, I'm putting up the okay sign.
How dare you?
You know, for zero. And it's like, come on, give me a break. But anyway, no, seriously, it's again, this money, and people don't realize how much money we borrowed from China. That's why I was joking earlier saying, where are we going to get the money for this? From China? You're really going to loan us the money without saying, hey, you guys are going to shut your mouth. Stop talking about where the virus came from or you get nothing from us. I don't think we should give them anything back, but that's just me. Anyhow. God.
Oh, hey, that's me too.
Yeah.
Hey, China and taxpayers, right?
Yeah, they're not going to do it.
Great juxtaposition.
Yep. Hey, David, it's been a pleasure having you on. I appreciate your time with me, man. And we'll try to get people out to your website because we really do have to have somebody pounding the pavement to say, no. What about this? And why aren't you watching this? And why don't we have this in place? And there's not many groups out there doing that right now. So thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks. Great to be on your show.
All right. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having all of you guys on with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now, listen, again, when you have stuff like this, okay, and I know that we want to give our resources right now. We're in California. We're in the middle of a special election. And so you got to put some resources there as well. And you know, I blew that. Why did he fix it? I screwed that up so bad. I kept calling him David, and it's not. It's Ross. Ross Marchand joined me, and I kept calling him David. Ross, I'm sorry. That's what you get for having a guy do a radio show with a sixth grade education. What can I tell you? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate the time. Look, let me get back to it, though. California got in a situation it got into because we weren't paying attention, because we weren't willing to fight. I hear about all you that are willing to fight, but are you really willing to fight? Is that really what you're doing? You know, and fighting doesn't mean we have to be violent like they are. No, not by any stretch of the imagination. Fighting simply means you won't put up with it anymore. Fighting simply means, like I was talking about earlier, if you go to church, right, and your pastor's doing, you know, maybe it's not a humongous church, but it's not a really small church either, right, and your pastor's trying to do this this video link thing for everybody. Don't do it that way. Call him. Say, look, we can do this in the parking lot. All right? It's a very cheap piece of equipment where you can broadcast in a parking lot. It's not that big of a deal. Right over your phones or your radios or whatever. So all I'm saying is that don't give in totally. We'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Hey, look, a good little mambo. Good little, well, she was a little, but a nice Italian lady. Seriously. Rosemary Clooney. See, I know a little bit about music. I mean a little bit. Not a whole bunch. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, Harvard, we were talking about this in the last segment. And apparently, producer Tammy came up with Harvard University announced that it was going to turn down the almost $9 million in federal coronavirus relief. Because of some of the pressure that Donald Trump was pushing on them. And everybody should have put it on them and others as well. And it's the truth. You know, look, they have almost, they asked for $9 million. That's what they was available to them. They have such deep financial pockets. They have no business taking that money. I mean, look at. I realize that they're a private school, and there are other ways. You know, they have an endowment. What is it, a $40 billion endowment? Right. I mean, seriously. this is like a, this is more than just a few pennies. Well, this is like just a few pennies to them. So Harvard University announced that it'll turn down the $8.7 million in federal coronavirus relief. That's the day after Donald Trump beat them up. I mean, really, just beat them up. I'm just going to put it that way. Over the airwaves. You know, I mean, a wealthy Ivy League school paying tax, taking back taxpayer money. Now, followed similar actions at Stanford and Princeton universities. They, too, rejected millions of dollars in federal funding. I mean, how these wealthy colleges with a straight face took the money is beyond me. Officials at Harvard said the school still faces significant financial challenges due to the pandemic, but will refuse the money over concerns that intense focus by politicians will undermine the relief program. Right. It's because of the politicians. Well, we understand any reallocation of these resources is a matter for the Department of Education. We hope that the special consideration will be given to Massachusetts institutions that are struggling to serve communities. There are colleges all over the place in Boston. Like every nine blocks is a college. I mean that seriously. Congress is offering $14 billion to the nation's colleges and universities as part of the $2.2 trillion package. Now, the schools, obviously, the education facilities were allotted different dollar amounts. But Trump said on Tuesday that Harvard shouldn't be taking its share because it has such deep financial reserves. But he's right. And there were others saying the same thing. They couldn't understand why Harvard would even take the money or even ask for it, for that matter. This is the same college. Remember these people? These were the ones that paid Elizabeth Warren like $500,000 a year, $468,000 a year to teach one class. She's not part of the elite, though. Harvard originally rejected calls to return the money because it said it was going to give 100% of the funds to financial assistance to students. It's not what it was for, though. The money wasn't to do that. The money was to help the schools operate, to help them fund their day-to-day operations. Right? So why would you give it, why would you turn that money over to help kids, to give it to kids to go to school, or students, excuse me? The university said it received a grant to the education relief scheme. It was part of the stimulus, right? That business fund had been riddled with controversy after disclosures that larger companies received bailout funds while many small businesses hit hardest. See, this truly should have gone to the mom-and-pop businesses. Truly should have gone to the businesses, right? The I don't know, the ones that are maybe employing 5, 10, 50, 20 of the locals, right? So you look around your community, drive around your community, walk around your community, and you will see the small businesses, technically, that do drive to drive that community, right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Federal judge again is no. I'm not doing that story. That's craziness. Don't you love when I do that? I don't want to get that deep into the weeds on some things. About a federal judge now thinking that he might be able to work his way around the Supreme Court by only staying parts of the order that the Supreme Court already said is fine. Right? All right, so earlier, I started down this road, but I never finished it. But this Obama, and I don't know why they do this, but I kind of think sometimes it makes sense. An Obama-appointed judge says the Christians cannot worship in the California church houses. Now, the second part of this story, and I'll give you that in a minute, Harmeet Dhillon, who you know, she's an attorney, you see her on Fox News and other places. She represents the plaintiffs suing California over an in-person ban at religious services. Now, despite the recent court setback, the fight is a worthy cause, she said, because freedom of religion is an essential right for Americans. Harmeet, a Republican official, was referencing the recent ruling by Obama appointee U.S. District Judge Jesus Bernal. He refused a temporary restraining order request on the state's stay-at-home restrictions. Bernal, according to the Los Angeles Times, said the executive powers employed are empowered to provide for emergency remedies, which may infringe on fundamental constitutional rights. You know, some of you remember Franklin Roosevelt, right? FDR, the god to the most Democrats, especially of the era. Remember him? He was allowed to intern the Japanese. Now, they all knew afterward, they admit it was the wrong thing to do. It was actually unconstitutional. They had no trial. They had no due process. See, do you know how he did this, though? He said the reason he put them in internment camps, the Japanese, and actually he had Italians in there, right, Germans and so forth, was to protect them. Not because that they necessarily did anything wrong, but because the Japanese had just, for all intents and purposes, cowardly slaughtered 3,000 of our people at Pearl Harbor. He was worried that people would be going after the Japanese. So he was going to herd them together, take them out of their homes, put them in these internment camps to make sure they were going to be safe. And they and we and them-uns bought that. He said the judge said the pandemic risk justifies some of these strict orders that could infringe on religious freedom. I tell you what, A.G. Barr does not agree with him. And he's going to go after that. You watch. The suit filed earlier this month by three pastors and a parishioner claiming that Governor Newsom's orders infringed on their First Amendment rights. I don't believe that that's the way to go at it, but that's just my personal opinion. Paper reported that attorneys for the state in Wednesday's telephone hearing that the order, I know, it's just amazing how much we've had to change. We need one of those cones of silence like they had on Get Smart, right? Any harm the plaintiff suffers is significantly outweighed by the harm to the public health. Well, look, we go shopping, right? Even though we're 6 feet apart, you're telling me that in the church or in the parking lot, they can't stay 6 feet apart? See, it doesn't make any sense. It's just like they're trying to push the vote by mail because it's safer, right? You mean they can't put the voting booths 6 feet apart? Really? I mean, if 6 feet does it, if it's good, you know, put the disinfectant wipes in it. You wipe everything down before you go ahead and vote again. Give them gloves, do whatever, but let people vote in person. Any harm to plaintiff's office is significantly outweighed by the harm to the public. But again, prove it. You can't because you're allowing this in so many other places. Dhillon said that she understood the risk, but asked why these services are not allowed. Businesses are considered essential, like supermarkets. They remain open. She noted that there was a recent partial victory in California, which now allows drive-in services. Situation here, to be frank, is that conservatives and liberals in this country have really rolled over and let the government do whatever they want. She's right. But you know how we've done that, right? Because of who we elect. So you liberals that are losing your right to go to church, and you think that God can't protect you, what God do you serve? I believe God can protect us. I believe he can take care of us if you do what he wants you to do. And you do it right and smart, and you don't tempt him or test him. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. It will not be a corona-free segment, I promise. We'll be back in a little bit.